It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
Not surprising to me, but I think Kat just ruined someone's life during a Fortune Friday. If you didn't hear it, hang on. A little bit later in the podcast, let's go. Give me a highlight from yesterday. One amazing thing that you did.
Spent some good quality time with my dad. Took him to the VA. And just once again, want to reiterate how amazing those people are. Like, just the most compassionate group of people. And even just like for a moment, the way they talk to the men and women that are checking in and stuff, I got a little lump in my throat. Like, they have pride to work for people that
have served our country. Yeah, for sure.
And it just shows. And it was so, I don't know.
I'm glad you bring that up, because often enough you hear stuff and it's always the negative. I waited so long to get my appointment at the VA or whatever. You can't get past that until you get into seeing how much they care for these former military members.
Yeah. And so that was just really nice. Brought him in to get his toes done, because men after a certain age, they have horrible toenails.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, I asked the guy, and the man said it's just age. A lot of people say, no, I get pedicures every day when I'm younger. I'm never going to have toes like that. He's like, no, like almost every older person has really bad toes like that because of just fungal buildup and just lack of care, I guess. And he just muscles through stuff, but they were in bad shape. They look like tree bark. So I was like, Dad, let's get in. Let's get that going. But the guy ate no thing, cut him down. And then I had to get my dad a little treat at McDonald's. Well, one of the women, as we were checking out, she goes, I think you deserve a Dairy Queen. I go, okay, now, all right. You don't know if he has the beatus or what, and you're getting him all excited. Went down to the canteen and went. He wanted to go shopping, wanted to check out the gift store. So we went and did that. And what else? Picked up Liam, brought him to basketball, brought my dad all the way back to Anoka. And then I went back to get Liam at basketball and then went home. Like, I felt a little drained. It was like a lot of driving, a lot of just stuff, adult stuff. But it was good.
I now no longer have a kitchen table.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I walk into my house and there's this giant blank spot that used to be where my family would eat.
You go to throw your keys and then fall on the floor.
I went to hang my coat up usually on the back of the chair and there's nothing there. That was kind of a shocker to have that kind of going on as, we get ready for our move. My daughter came home from school. She got done with school a little bit early, so it was good to have Reagan around. And my wife's birthday is today, so we're kind of preparing for that. Nice. And the big Easter weekend, we got to do a little traveling, have the kids home. It's always a good thing. Good morning. It's Kat and JJ. How is Rachel?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time this morning. If you had to say, and I'm not asking you to fluff this in any way, how long do you think you've been listening to this dopey program?
Years.
Okay. Are you a new caller? Because JJ's like, this number doesn't look familiar.
I've called a few times. I know I probably changed numbers.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless, I appreciate you spending a little time with us here this morning. So I have this list of questions that I came up with, and I was looking for, so like some people that have listened to the show for a while to just be genuinely honest and answer these questions. And you have to either pick Kat or myself. And I'm not asking you to get out of your comfort zone, but just be really honest. And just answer these questions for us. Are you ready?
Okay.
Rachel, who's the nicest?
Probably Kat.
Yes.
Why you
that
gotta
took
lie.
You too long.
Why you gotta lie about that? Rachel, who's the meanest?
Can I also pick Kat?
Yeah, you can, because you're right. You're right.
But like, in what way? Am I like a funny mean? Because funny mean is like okay and acceptable.
Wait. You can't give
but
her.
Yes, I wanna ask her. I wanna get inside your head.
You're
like
guiding her.
You think I'm a mean person? Or like,
you're not mean. You're just like very honest.
Yes.
That's a way of saying you're a mean person.
I think that is valuable in a human. Right. I love honest people.
Rachel, who's the funniest?
Probably you.
Yeah. Oh, now you hurt her feelings. Right. Now she's checking out.
You should
she's
not drink this early in the morning.
Check out for the rest of the show right now. You're it is going to be downhill from here. Rachel, who's the show's MVP?
Definitely Kat.
So true.
It's little known that I'm doing all the work over here.
I'm back on Team Rachel.
But she like has a lot to say all the time, and I feel like you, I don't know, go off of what she says.
like a co-host, right? He's like my co-host.
Yeah.
This has turned into a horrible idea.
This was your idea, sir.
Rachel, if you found out you were pregnant today and you had to name your child after one of us, who would you name your child after?
JJ.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you practice? You pretend like they're in trouble. That's what I did when I was trying to name my kid. I was like, Liam, get upstairs. And I was like, that actually sounds really good. So, JJ, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah,
that does sound good.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. I hear that a lot. Rachel, you can only choose one. But who would you want to party with most?
I want to party with
probably Cat.
Yeah. Yep. I do them shots. You know, JJ falls asleep. He's at that age where he just falls asleep.
I don't.
He drinks, and then all of a sudden you're like, where is he?
Not on Saturdays.
And then
Saturdays.
You look for like a comfy chair or couch, and he's gone.
On Fridays, I'll fall asleep at your Center Island. I don't have a problem with that. But on Saturdays, no problem. I can go all night. Rachel?
I mean, sleeping's not bad.
Oh, it's not bad. At appropriate times. Like, I'll party with you. I'll go hardcore with you.
Rachel, just by listening, who smells the worst?
Oh.
What an okay answer. JJ, don't you go to the gym, like, every morning?
Nah, after the show, yeah.
Oh.
We both shower
so
every
so
morning.
So I smell the worst because I work hard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Sure.
Rachel... Who works the least around here? Who does the absolute least between Kat and I?
I would love to hear this answer.
I don't even think I can answer that
you
one.
Have
that's
to.
Kind of like, I have to.
Or you're banned for the show for the rest of your life.
That's not true. I'll let you back in.
Can we like pick Fridays? Do you know like who works the least on a Friday?
Okay, who works the least on a Friday?
Probably Cat.
Mm-hmm. And every other day. Last question.
He can't even look at me in my eyes talking about that.
Rachel,
he knows.
If you had to, and we both are very, very happy with our positions here. I don't see us going anywhere anytime soon unless one of us says something incredibly stupid. But if you had to fire one of us today because of budget cuts, who would have to go?
JJ.
Wow, that was a very fast, excitingly.
Well, so Kat does
quick.
The old school at noon. I mean, she kind of needs to stay around.
I do. That 60 minutes is quite important to
a
lot of people.
AI is creeping up on us.
Well, yeah, I think we have a couple of years left in us for the morning show, and then I think we're done.
If I'm hearing you right, the show could go on without me, but it would be a horrible show, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah, good. That's what I thought I heard you say. And that cat obviously stinks pretty bad. Just naturally. She has a natural musk to her, is what you're saying. You didn't know you were going to get into this when you called
right now.
You're
putting words in her mouth.
Rachel, you're the best. I appreciate your time this morning, and I hope you stick around for a while. Hit me with a free. Money, win. And for Jason's sake, I hope so. Congratulations, caller number 10 this morning.
How you doing? Where are you at? What are you up to right now?
Just pulled up to my job site a little early just so I can make $5,000.
Okay. I like right. this guy. He's got a plan. What do you do for a living, Jason?
I build houses.
All right, man. Obviously, the snow isn't helping things, but it makes the day a whole lot brighter when we put $5,000 in your pocket. First thing you're going to spend this money on when you win it?
Trip to Mexico.
That a boy.
With us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That was a long pause, but we'll take it anyways. Jason, here's the only thing you need to decide right now is who gives you the best chance at winning this $5,000. As you've listened to the show, who do you think you sync up more with, Kat or myself?
I think I'm going to try JJ.
All right, man. All right. Smart boy. Let's do this. I'm going to get you all lined up. I'll leave you with Kat. As I exit the studio, she'll describe what you have to do, and then I'm going to come back and make sure you win $5,000, all right?
All right. Appreciate
good luck, son.
It.
Okay. All right. We're going to wait for him to walk up the stairs. Once I see his body at the top of the stairs, which you can when you watch this video back, there he is. I'm going to start your timer, and you've heard how we play this, right?
Yes.
Okay, so instantly the first word that pops into your mind when I say the first word, which is Snoopy.
I don't know whether to say dog or Charlie.
Yep.
Let's go with peanuts.
Peanuts. Okay, we had a third option. Okay, how about flag?
America.
Love it. Love.
Marriage.
Share. As in C-H-E-R.
Sunny.
Share the singer? Funny?
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. Then trash.
Can.
Okay, got it. You played very well. He's not paying attention. Come on in. There we go. All right, stop the timer. 5,000. I would love for you to just show them your selected finger at work today and just say, I'm taking the day off. Got $5,000 in my pocket. You ready?
What are our chances here?
I'm ready.
It's a $5,000 play. That's all I can say. All right.
Are some of these going to be wonky?
They were different answers. I don't know if you'll give the answers that he gave. But Jason, I'm not going to be leading these people anymore because you have said words that I've talked them out of, and I feel guilty about that.
Let's just do it. $5,000. Let's go.
We're going to start with flag.
I wanted to say pole, but Jason seems a little bit American, so I'm going to go American.
I'm going to give that to you. He said America.
Yeah, but, for sure. Let's go. Yeah. Let's go, Jason.
Okay, good start.
$5,000, son.
Woo! Let's go.
All the rest are, they could go wherever. So let's do Snoopy.
First word that popped into my head was peanuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go, Jason.
Man.
My man.
Okay, you will not get this one. I'm just telling you, this is where the road ends.
Don't talk me out of it. Let's positive vibes here today.
I can't give you positive
vibes.
It's Good
Friday.
I don't know why you chose this word. Share, as in C-H-E-R, the singer. Share.
Now, dudes look at Share differently. And if I'm guessing Jason is around my age, one of the things he would notice most was Share in that video with the fishnets. I'm going to go, I'm trying to get in his head. Jason.
You won't.
He would say Sunny.
Rhymes with Sunny.
Yes.
Is that what you said? You said funny.
That's what I said.
Did you say Sunny?
Sunny and Cher, let's do this.
Then I'm sorry. I must have to clean out my ears because I wrote funny. That's why I said the singer, Cher, and you said yes. But I
he wouldn't say funny.
Oh, no, Sunny and Cher.
Sunny.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Okay, now.
We're almost there.
The game has changed. 3 out of 5 so far. Let's go with trash
can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Do we have $5,000?
We've got $5,000 to give away.
Oh, come on, just give it away.
My God.
Let's go, Jason.
You ready for this word?
Let's do it.
Love is the word. Love.
Oh my God.
The first word that came to my mind is heart.
And that's what you're going with?
I'm going with heart.
No! And that's the one that did it.
That's the one.
Just tell him. I don't have the heart to tell him what the word was.
Love and marriage. Yeah.
Go together like a horse and carriage. Idiot.
Oh.
He looks like he's about to pass out.
If I was playing with Kat, I was going to say hate for opposite. But
yeah, love, hate. I would have probably said hate.
Oh,
heart
no.
does make sense, though, if you think about it.
Dude,
yes,
I am
it does.
So
lots of things make sense.
Sorry.
We were so close.
You were so close. It hurts.
I'll settle for 1,000. How about that?
Okay. That sounds like a deal my child would make. Be like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You buy these shoes for me, and I'll walk around in them.
God, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
That broke my heart.
I don't think you should focus on it anymore because you just lost him $5,000 by saying.
That broke my love heart.
That broke my love heart.
I'm so sorry, man.
Go back to work. You're there. You're there already.
Yes.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, I guess I'll have to get out and put on my gear.
All right. I'm sorry, man. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Bye. The KCLD Playhouse is powered up by Bradshaw and Bryant Law Offices, seeking justice for the injured.
You need to go sit down somewhere for a little bit and think about what you just did.
Horrible. We were at a rummage sale about 4 summers ago. Found these tarot cards from the 1950s. I'm like, God, they're 50 cents, though. We don't have that kind of budget for our dopey radio show. We talked them down to a quarter. We bought them. Since then, so many people have been guided along the right path to their life as Kat rolls through your tarot. Jennifer, you're a Virgo?
Yes.
All right. What has Jennifer got going on with her horoscope here, Kat?
All right. Today, you are currently crushing on someone special. Ooh. Harness these vibes with a bit of soft flirting. Is that true? You got someone in your eye?
My husband.
Okay, that'll work.
That's the right answer here, by the way, Jennifer. That's the right answer.
You're going to sense a shift this afternoon, intensifying emotions, bringing excitement to the air, though. So it's a good, intense emotion. And then also focus on expanding your horizons to nurture the mind, body, and spirit. Watch out, though, tonight. Temperamental attitudes will arise.
Ooh, now would this be you or your husband that has the most temperamental attitude?
Oh, me.
Yeah, okay. Look at that. I love that she'll admit to it. That's my favorite part.
So basically, it's telling you to pipe down, pick your battles. So the card that popped out while you were on hold was the Two of Wands, which it's been a while since this popped out, stands for crossroads, decision, and choice. Are you feeling like down the road soon you're going to have to make one or all of those?
So that is interesting. So I currently work in optical, and I'm going to school for ophthalmology, but it's like, do I stay with my current company, or do I continue this, get a better raise, and move forward with my career?
So why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, because for a very, very long time, I've been in retail, and I've been around some interesting people. Mm-hmm. Well, this team that I have going is very, very fun. You know, it's just the four of us girls. We're really well connected, and I'm afraid to leave that work environment because it is so nurturing.
Yeah.
And I've been in so many bad places, and it's like, well, I don't want to leave that, but if the money is somewhere else, like, am I willing to sacrifice that to just, you know, go for more money, advance in my career, get a degree, and move forward.
So that is interesting, because one could better your life in a financial way. One just fills your cup, and like they say, if you love where you work, you won't work a day in your life, and it kind of sounds like that's where you're at right now. So what's the give and take with that?
What is the card that you drew then? What does that say to her? Like, what is she supposed to do?
That she's at a crossroads right now. So it doesn't say this is the route you should go when you're at the fork in the road. So that's going to be a personal choice to you. But what's to say this next job that you take is not only going to improve your life financially, but you're going to meet another great group of people?
Yeah, or they could be a bunch of douchers.
Real nice.
Yeah. I know. It's like, do I take that leap of faith and just sacrifice that, or do I stay? That's my crossroads.
Jen, you only go around this crazy wheel once.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's a hard decision, but I think I am just going to, you know, continue to move my career forward. And let's say down the line, you know, my job that I have now introduces ophthalmology, maybe I can stay with my current job and then pursue that.
Okay. I see.
So yeah. We'll see.
All right. He made
we'll
a,
see.
It was an ophthalmology joke. You
and
should have been
I
laughing
joke.
At that, Jen.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Good luck with everything. Let us know what you decide because I'm curious.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Have a great weekend. We appreciate you. I got time for one more. Hello, Rachel. How are you feeling?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. You're a Cancer. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, let's start with Rachel's horoscope, please.
Invite peace while embracing your most intuitive and spiritual self today. Your attention shifts this afternoon, nudging you to catch up on any work that needs to be completed before the weekend rolls in so you can enjoy the weekend. Then it also says feel inspired to chase your dreams tonight. Be mindful to maintain reasonable expectations. All right? So don't dream too big. We don't like girls like that. All right? We got to keep you where you belong.
In the kitchen, pregnant.
Disgusting. I was being sarcastic. Completely.
I wasn't.
The card that popped out for you was the Page of Wands. Stands for imagination, fun, loving, and creativity. Does that describe Rachel? Is that you?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Not very creative, but fun and loving for sure.
Oh, nice.
Well, 50-50.
I'll take it.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
Well
I'll
done. Rachel, have a great weekend.
YouTube. Bye.
Appreciate you. Fun Fortune Friday. Look at that. It was intuitive.
I felt pretty accurate.
Monday morning, we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 cash. Not once, but twice, but four times Monday morning. You will have an opportunity, if you check out the live show, to win $1,000 cash, and you can win them all Monday. Enjoy the Easter weekend. Let's get the rest of the podcast flowing.
So Farmer Wants a Wife. I think this is season two. I think they've only had two seasons, but I just feel like what a setup for these women. Do they really want to be a farmer's wife or do they want to be on TV?
Are
Probably.
They all just like city chicks that have no yes. idea what's going on?
So the thing is, they find a good looking farmer and he shows them the ways of the farm and life and tries to make it as appealing as possible. But they don't understand that this is a dating show.
At what point are you going to stop, like, looking for other women? Like, that just makes me think that you don't see a serious relationship with us. And that's, like, very frustrating.
Maybe you felt like there was something missing in all of us, and that's...
Well, obviously.
Yeah, so it's like...
That's not the case, that y'all aren't the girl that I'm looking for or whatnot.
It's nice to meet you, but I'm leaving.
Oh, she bounced.
I'm leaving. These farmers are good-looking men. So I don't know if these are, like, planted. Not saying farmers can't be good-looking, but they look like GQ models. But I know for a fact I couldn't hang. That life is not for me.
It's a thankless life. I mean, I get you're doing it because most of the time it's multi-generational stuff, right?
Right.
Very few people just get into farming in their late 20s. But I just, you're right. You don't know how hard you work from sun up to sun, usually before the sun comes up till after the sun comes down, and you don't get days off, rarely. I mean, you can't just up and go on a cruise.
No, what I could be like, I could be like a Reed Drummond, where I just like put meals together for the farmers that are, you know, doing the field fires.
I spent a lot of my summers
cattle.
Growing up on my uncle's farm, and he worked his ass off.
Oh, I don't not believe you.
And there's so much work to be done that you have to hire other people to help you. That's how much work has to be done.
Yeah.
And again, you hear the phrase, make hay while the sun is shining. You have to. You got a rainy day, there's something else to do. It's a nice day, you can get something done. You work 18 hours.
I know. And I wanted to talk about this early because I know that they're up. I want to know, what is the worst part of being a farmer? Like, probably the lack of thank yous from people that don't quite know exactly how the food ends up where it ends up. Or
how about your gallon of milk went up 25 cents and people are bitching at you?
Yeah.
Like, it ain't your fault. It's supply and demand. I mean, everybody should have taken an economics class.
You're right. It's a thankless job. But, we had our listeners that went on the trip that won our trip to the Party Plane to Paradise. She goes, I didn't ever think until we retired that we would ever go on vacation. It was a reality to her. Yeah. When she got with her husband, they just started having kids and he works the farm. She works the farm. It's just their job. And they came to the reality that's crazy to think that you'll never ever see the world until you retire.
Most of us go to a job, you get your 2 to 4 weeks of vacation.
Yeah.
And you decide to spend them X way, when that could be going on a trip. It
right.
could be just taking some time off. It could be doing a road trip or whatever. But farmers don't mark on the calendar, oh, you know what I'm going to do? 4th of July falls on a Thursday, so I'm going to take a long week. They don't just get to do that.
But I do love that she said that he had never been on a plane before. He had never traveled before because his parents are farmers.
Right.
They took it from them. And he saw a little bit of the world. And I love that he wants to make it a habit that they go see a little bit of the world.
It's good for the soul to get
world.
Away and shut it down. I just don't think a lot of them have the option to do so.
Yeah, but it's a funny show. You should watch it. I watched 2 episodes of this season, and the girls are just...
I'm assuming all the girls are scorching hot too, right?
They're cute girls. Yeah. But and look at this one wearing a... I don't know if that's real fur, the blue. But I mean, like, totally oblivious to...
It's obviously for TV because you never see somebody step on a farm in $500 exactly. shoes and stuff like that.
But if you're a hot farmer, we take picture messages as well.
Tip of the cap to you. One of the things that a lot of companies are suffering with is the turnover. A lot of people are just not creating careers anymore. They now say if you graduate from college, you'll likely have 6 to 8 careers, where our parents probably had 1 or 2 jobs.
Yep.
And they worked them for 20 or 30, maybe 40 years. And one of the biggest things is people see the grass is greener on the other side, because some companies are offering your ability to work from home or a hybrid situation. But one of the big new trends is unlimited PTO. You can take off as much time as you want if you still get the job done. Now, this would be right up my alley because I'm very efficient. If I know that if I get all my work done, I can leave here, get to the gym, and still have my afternoons open, that is the brass ring for me.
Right. So you have a very good schedule right now. Your job does not allot for you to take that much time off.
Right. I got to be here.
We have
5 days
to do the show.
Right.
Right.
But imagine you had a job where you only had to work 3. If you were great at your job and super efficient, you would still get paid for your 40 hours. You'd still be on your salary. But if you got the job done, you'd only have to work 2 days a week.
So what job is this? What I'm trying to think what job this would be, because it's not the service industry, because you have to physically be there.
Okay, my wife works in finance.
Okay.
If she had the ability to go to work, maybe do a little work from home on her laptop or her phone, and then didn't have to work Thursday, Friday every week, how awesome would that be?
Yes, that's a job, that's a career that has that luxury for unlimited PTO.
To me, it's about efficiency. And for decades, people like me have been held back because you were super efficient and then you had to sit at your desk. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now?
Ryan's got the right idea. And Ryan, I'm not going to lie, JJ and I have spoken about this the past couple of summers, that he would love to take off during the summer every Friday and Monday. And we have spoke, I don't know if it was like a joking conversation, but several times we were like, we should take off every Monday in the summertime. Because Fridays are fun. We got the weekend rollout, pretty light show, can get out of here a little bit early.
The problem is like you said, though, momentum.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we're part of some people's everyday thing. And if you're not there every day, then either they drift or they find something else.
Yeah.
Right. It's if you didn't get lunch every day at your work, you'd go find lunch or bring lunch. Right. Like people are going
to
do that.
I'm trying to rack my brain as to what, aside from like the finance world where you sit in a cubicle and do your own work for a company. But like, you can't be in the service industry and get in on this. It just wouldn't work.
If you have to develop so many things in a week and you can get them done in 2 days,
mm-hmm.
why not take unlimited PTO for those other 3 days?
What about factory workers? They could work hardcore. Like Carrie at the Heart Center used to have those 12-hour days, 12-hour, 12-hour, and then get the rest of the week off.
Adam's got something going on here with the unlimited PTO, and it's about productivity, right?
Yeah, productivity. That's what I was about to say. Productivity is like clockwork. It's like they feel a sense of relief that they know that they're going to have some time off, because usually it gets in coworkers' heads like, I'm getting all this work and I'm putting all this work in and no reward is coming from it.
Yeah.
You know? That's what they see. They're happy that their hard work is not in vain. So, it's just they're putting in the work.
Do you find that people are taking advantage of it at all? Like taking too much time and then other people get a little bit upset with it?
No, you would think so, but that's the amazing part of it. They're not. You would think someone would do that, but they're not. They're actually putting in the time, putting in the work, and then they're using each day strategically for their own lives. And it's
that's great. It's a better work balance.